Hello, I'm Christy Steptoe, your midlife maven, and welcome to the Making Your Midlife Marvelous podcast, the show where you can expect to learn, laugh, and maybe even have a good old cry as together we navigate the health and wellness changes and challenges midlife women experience, and where you'll also be inspired and motivated to live your best midlife as we address all things nourishment, movement, and wellness with a holistic approach, mind, body, and spirit, to help you make your midlife marvelous. In this episode, I'm discussing midlife nutrition, fitness, and wellness habits to help you live your best life during midlife and beyond. I'll be sharing 5 nutrition habits, 5 fitness habits, and 5 wellness habits that you can start practicing today to help you live healthy, happy, and whole during midlife and beyond. So, let's get into the midlife nutrition, fitness, and wellness habits. It's been said that the secret of your future is hidden in your daily habits and routines. And this is especially true when it comes to your health and wellness during midlife. I'm sure we can all think back to our younger days when our health and wellness goals were, well, quite simple and mostly rooted in how we looked. And we can all remember the days when we could eat almost anything we wanted without a second thought. My, how times have changed. Now, as we've all learned more about health and wellness for all ages, and the topics related to midlife health and wellness have evolved, we now know that neither of those approaches were very smart. In fact, my oldest sister and I now often laugh about our younger days, and we say, knowing what we know now, it's amazing that we're still alive. What we've all probably learned and can agree on during this stage of life is that super restrictive diets just don't work. Overindulging in anything is not healthy, and that balance is the key to living happy, healthy, and well. When it comes to nutrition, because we've all learned and become accustomed to some not so great habits and views during our younger days that can often, quite honestly, be difficult to change, it's important to start with small daily habits that we can expand on as these habits become a part of our daily lifestyle. In my previous podcast episode about the midlife mindset, I talked about constantly asking yourself, how do I want to feel today? And I think it's important to take that same approach when adopting nutrition, fitness, and wellness habits. It's so important to view any new health and wellness habits as tools to help you feel your very best every day. And when you do this, you start with a goal of feeling your very best every day, and you have more incentive to stick to any new habits you develop. During midlife and really any stage of life, it's also important to view nutrition and food as fuel, and to understand that this food gives us the energy we need to live our best midlife. So, to help you get started with some healthy nutrition habits, I want to share 5 nutrition habits you can start practicing today. Number 1, try to eat breakfast daily. This not only gives you energy and fuels your body, but it also helps to jumpstart your metabolism, and it can prevent overeating during the day. Number 2, for your meals, make half your plate fruits and vegetables, and the other half divided equally with protein and carbs. This will help you create a healthy, balanced plate with the right amount of healthy nutrients. Number three, if you're craving sweets, try to eat fruits first or try a piece of dark chocolate. Number four, try to pre-plan your meals for the week and grocery shop on Sundays to ensure you have all you need for the week ahead. And lastly, number five, stay hydrated and drink as much water as you can daily. Now, this is a joke in my family because anytime anyone asks me anything about their health or how they're feeling, the first thing I always ask is, have you been hydrating? Have you been drinking your water? And the reason I ask this is because water has so many health and wellness benefits, and it can definitely affect how you're feeling. The recommended daily water intake for women is 91 ounces or 11 cups. And I know that can seem like a lot, but once you begin to make this a daily habit and it becomes more normal for you, I guarantee you, you will notice a difference in how you feel. So, the moral of the midlife nutrition habits portion of this podcast can, of course, be found in this quote that I love. And the quote is, you have to nourish to flourish. And we all want to flourish and live well during midlife and beyond. So, one way to get started is to start by employing some of the tips that I've outlined here in the midlife nutrition habits section. Now, on to midlife fitness habits. Now, when I talk about fitness, this is sometimes where I lose a few people because for some reason, using fitness to become healthy has become synonymous with extreme, hard, and long workouts. And let's be honest, not many midlife women find that appealing. The issue is fitness and moving your body does not have to be extreme or hard. And prior to becoming a health coach, I personally learned this the hard way. Several years ago, before I knew any better, I used to run on the treadmill at a speed of 9.0 for about 45 minutes to an hour. And in my uninformed mind, I thought that was healthy for me, right? I thought it had to be the way to help keep me lean and healthy, which was my focus at that time. All wrong. As a result of doing this, and also as a result of not properly nourishing my body for this type of workout, I ended up in the hospital with rhabdomyolysis or rhabdomyolysis, which in simple terms is a condition in which damaged muscle breaks down. So in thinking that I had to do extreme workouts and thinking that I was doing something healthy for my body, I ended up doing more harm than good. You've probably heard the saying, to get the results you want, you don't have to be extreme, just consistent. And this definitely applies to fitness during midlife. During midlife, fitness should be more focused on moving your body regularly and moving it in a way that feels good and that's appropriate for your health and wellness goals. Again, come back to the question, how do I want to feel today? None of us want any additional fatigue. None of us want any additional muscle or joint pain or feelings of overexertion. So it's important to not only find workouts that helps us feel healthy and well, but to also find workouts and adopt daily fitness habits that will help us reach our overall health and wellness goals. So, to help you get started with some daily fitness habits, I want to share 5 midlife fitness habits that you can start practicing today also. Number one, identify exercises you enjoy. This will help keep you inspired and consistent. Number two, stay active outside of formal workouts. Make it a natural habit to try to get 10,000 steps a day by taking a morning walk to start your day, or an evening walk to end your day, or by walking with a friend during a coffee outing, or gardening, or just simply moving around your home or office. Number 3, add some moderate strength training into your activities to keep your muscles strong and to enhance your mobility. Number 4, try to exercise at least 3 times per week. And lastly, number 5, stretch your body daily. This will help reduce the risk of injury, improves your joint range of motion, and improves your ability to do daily activities. Now, you know I have a quote that I want to share to bring home the message of this midlife fitness section of the podcast. So here's one that I think will do just that. And the quote is, "Fitness is about so much more than exercise. It's a catalyst for positive changes, and it affects every aspect of your life." So make sure you're incorporating some movement and fitness in your life regularly. Now on to the last section, midlife wellness. Now, wellness by definition is the act of practicing healthy habits on a daily basis to attain better physical and mental health so that instead of just surviving, you're thriving. And for most of us midlife women, thriving is exactly what we want to do. Now, we've covered the physical aspect of wellness in the midlife fitness portion of the podcast. And in this section, we will focus on the mental health aspect. If you follow your midlife maven on social media, you're already aware of some of the things I do for my mental well-being, including meditation and journaling. And I truly find these practices key to keeping me grounded and well-balanced. During midlife, for a variety of reasons, many women experience things like mood swings and brain fog, anxiety, and depression. And these common midlife symptoms often impact the quality of life for many midlife women. In addition to speaking with your physician about how you're feeling, there are some things you can do to help better manage these symptoms. So, to help you with a few daily wellness habits to improve this area of your life and lifestyle, I want to share 5 daily wellness habits that you can start practicing today. Number 1, start your morning with a quick 3 to 5 minute deep breathing exercise or meditation. Number 2, use a daily gratitude journal to journal your thoughts and or things that you're grateful for. Number 3, write down and recite positive affirmations and quotes to help maintain a positive mindset and focus. Number 4, light an aromatherapy candle and listen to soothing music to end your day. And lastly, number 5, get at least 7 to 8 hours asleep a night. Now, for my last quote of the podcast that I think not only reflects the message of midlife wellness, but that also summarizes this entire podcast. And that quote is, "Every day is another chance to eat healthier, to get stronger, to live well, and to be the best version of you." So take every day as an opportunity to make the steps and to adopt the habits to live your best midlife and beyond. Now, I hope you've enjoyed this episode of the Making Your Midlife Marvelous podcast, and I hope you found these daily habits and tips helpful. Thank you for tuning in, and be sure to tune in next week when I'll have my first newest special guest on the podcast, my husband, Dr. Torrence Steptoe, who's an anesthesiologist and pain management physician. And in that episode, we'll be discussing and answering your questions about healthy midlife movement for your overall health and wellness. So be sure to see the episode notes below for information on how to submit your question for next week's episode. Now, together, let's go live our best midlife and let's make our midlife marvelous.